Come on, bro. Let's just jump into it. Now I don't want to do it.
And that signals the start of the show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we take to get the mine of coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me, as always, loyal, one and only companion.
Just let me go.
Ride or die with me till the end and loves me so much each and every day.
All right, my man.
Lamico.
Give me some. Ooh. Boom. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Danbury, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We're here at a tattoo convention. It's Brock and I. You know, Twin Cities, what's up? We're from Minnesota, double up. Mm-hmm. And we're here with Chrissy.
Hi.
Chrissy is from Three Tentacles.
That's right,
Three Tentacles. Yes, shout out to the Three Tentacles. Yes, mm-hmm. Boss lady over there doing a 66 Chevy. Oh, my man. Let's go. Let's get it. Okay, Chrissy, and what do you do over there?
So I'm the piercer at Three Tentacles Tattoo Studio. Cool. We're from Hayward, Wisconsin.
Cool.
So,
shout out to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you pierced anyone today?
I have.
How many people?
I've pierced 2 people today.
Where?
We've done multiple piercings. We've done noses. We've done earlobes.
Which one's your favorite?
Septums. Septums are
really?
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. I'm new to this, so where is the
septum? The septum is in the middle part of your nose.
Okay.
Because the baller ass jewelry that can go on.
Yeah.
Septum.
Cool, yeah. Cool.
Is it pretty hard to get through?
It's cute.
The septum?
Not for me.
What? No, she know what she doing.
Here, you I guess the Wonder Woman of piercing,
bro.
But
I see your snaz with a septum.
I think you're the worst. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest.
Oh,
you pull it off just fine. Don't worry.
She does look
some
good.
You do.
It does look good. On her.
And there's people that look all right. No,
everybody can wear a septum ring.
Mm-mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. She does look good. I like it.
Even if you don't have one,
I just think
even
of
you
like
know what? Have a septum
I know real. People without those. Yeah. Okay. I won't tell nobody. I got it. I get it. Yes.
Yikes.
It's secret safe for me.
Back in the day.
But hey, back to are you getting a piercing?
I didn't know we were there. Sweet. No.
Are you?
Still no.
No? Okay.
I'm good. I got 1 ear pierced.
Boom.
I used to have 2.
Are you guys going to get tattooed this weekend?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I would like to get some
stuff. Dude, you know what I think we should do? Here's what I'm going to do.
Maybe check this out. And kind of get it stand out a little bit, some more coloring to it.
Slap it in there.
Yep.
Hold on. I have an idea. Talk your bosses into doing a live tattooing on a podcast where me and Miko got to get tattooed on the podcast.
Yes,
I would
and
totally
do that. Should we do that?
Hell
I'll do a tattoo then. And they can pick what we do.
Do that.
As long as there's no cocks.
We'll go over it. Okay. But yeah, okay. Nothing weird.
Right. One and done for the day.
Some show. Yeah.
One cock and done for the
should
day.
Should we do that, Miko?
Yeah.
Would you do
I'm
that on
that.
The podcast? So we have to do the podcast and they got to keep be tattooing us. That'd be pretty sick.
He's done.
You finished it?
Yep.
Oh, I got to come get you in a second.
Very nice.
Sweet. Very nice. Cool tat.
Yes. All right, you're just gonna go pretend
Chrissy,
still in the chair in like 20 minutes.
Where's the weirdest place to have you that gave in a tattoo?
Like, she doesn't do tattoos.
I mean, not
she's
tattoos, piercings. That was I know. There we go. Thank you.
I don't know that weird would be.
It would be not weird.
I bet you're not weirded out by much, are you?
You get the choice of
yourself.
What piercings you want to do or not do.
Mm-hmm.
So we are from a town of a couple hundred people, so we don't only do waist up because we know everyone, so we don't want to do that.
Cool,
that would be weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh, a line of your cousins.
Guess you got to go out of town for those Prince Alberts, huh?
We have a bunch of homies that we send.
Do you guys have people? Do you guys have people protesting like abortion rights? Like, my body, my choice. You should let me do this.
Actually,
I'm so sick of having to go to Minneapolis to get my cock pierced.
Actually,
you are retarded.
Nico.
It's funny, retarded. That's
we do flash sales for my body, my choice,
sales.
And then we donate all the money for pro rights.
I thought you were gonna say you do flash sales with a play on words for flash, and you let people for one day get their nuts pierced.
Oh my goodness!
Get their nuts pierced.
Well, anywhere below their waist. Nuts just comes to mind.
Nuts to the leg, or just like a barbell through the nuts.
Oh wow! I don't want either one.
You want to do that on podcast?
Nuts to the leg.
You do that.
What advantage would that have? Nuts to the leg.
Oh my God! Why would you want your nuts stapled to your leg?
That's what I'm saying.
You brought it up.
I did. I was wondering if there was an advantage.
Yes, he did.
You said you were open-minded. I was thinking about the nut to leg piercing.
So, I'm pretty sure she was willing to do it.
I think she was too.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. You get paid no matter what.
I got the stomach for it.
Yeah. It's fine. Cool. I couldn't do it.
Gosh.
So you guys are going to get
I got my eye bites for this, though. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for it.
Do you really?
An eye ring for it, though.
I have that.
Yep. I'm looking for an eye ring for it. Cool. I got this at 18. When was your first piercing done?
I had my ears done when I was
that's probably me. I'm trying to get
I think it's that big one.
I'm trying to get so close.
I had my ears done, when I was a kid.
Okay.
And then I played sports in high school though, so I didn't have a lot of piercings in high school.
What sports you play?
I was basketball, softball, volleyball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tomboy.
Beat some ass.
That's where I was going at. Yeah.
For real.
That shit. I love it. Cool. Yeah. Well, Wisconsin, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's right.
So yeah, you're a bit of a wild child.
Mm-hmm.
In this small town.
We all were up there.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Me too.
We were all doing man shit when we were in high school though too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We were able to get
what
away
was
with
man
a lot.
Shit?
Like shit.
Working on cars, like doing
shaving?
All kinds of
fucking
shit.
Oh my goodness, that's
yeah,
sexy.
Like shaving.
You're all just shaving.
Shaving the face.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Working women working on cars.
Actually Heather and I are both gearheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Sexy. That is very
you
sexy.
You would emasculate us so quickly.
Yeah. You got some questions for Chrissy?
How do cars work?
Come on, I'm being for real. Do you have questions for her?
Oh, yeah, about what she does?
Or are those question cards over
there? Yeah, at what point, not like you got some, but I want to know, okay, at what point in your life did you say, yep, I want to pierce people for a living?
I've been a customer in so many tattoo shops and stuff over the years. I lived in Minneapolis for a long time.
Cool.
I got tattooed at Uptown Tattoo for a long time.
Cool.
Brandon Holt is my artist.
Shout out to him.
Yes. Good shit. Nice. Check him out if you haven't seen him before.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. Everyone that works at that shop's amazing.
Well, look at
this. This is my friend Ben Jones right
here. Hey, Benny! What's up, Ben Jones?
Oh my God.
I like how you said it.
Ben Jones?
Yeah.
I got
Ben Jones. What's up, buddy? Look at that.
Hey, Ben Jones, you want to jump on the podcast?
Fuck yeah, with a name like Ben.
Should we do that?
I like Ben Jones. Ben Jones.
Why don't you come catch up on the podcast and we get to watch? No, I got another microphone.
Boom.
Here, you can be on too.
He drove a little bit. Right? Drove a little bit away. A little bit away. Welcome, Ben Jones.
Yo, you can be on.
I work in
That's why.
Yep.
I never turned that off.
And I live in Webb Lake, Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
I'm actually in the fire department.
Oh,
someone needs to teach him how to use a microphone.
Shout out to the fire department. Pick that up.
Ben Jones has all kinds of
Webb Lake fire.
Holy shit, you're a natural.
Shout out to the fire department. Boom. Shout out to Ben Jones. I like your name, Ben Jones. Are you named after
Ben
your
Jones?
Father?
No.
No?
My father's Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, whoa. He took a hold. So where's Ben Jones come from? Ben, I like
this
that.
Is blowing his mind.
It belongs.
The original Benjamin was like a firstborn son.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you're the first then.
Yep.
Cool business. I know it had to come with something. Oh, the name like Ben Jones, pretty strong.
You don't think the parents just rolled the dice the day out?
No, Ben Jones.
Just were like, hey, let's turn the TV on, first name we hear. No. That'd be fun.
It was the first and last name.
Can you imagine doing that? Saying, hey, what we're going to do, we're not going to pick out a name for our kid, but we're going to turn the TV on right after the baby comes out.
Hey,
first name we hear.
Carson.
The Banks?
Yeah. Not a bad name. It could be way worse, man.
I love it. I love it, Chrissy.
There could be like a documentary on Hitler on, and it's Adolf.
Love it. Ben Jones, what are you, your mechanic? What do you do?
Auto mechanic.
Are you here to get a piercing or a tattoo today? Boom. Nice. He's a thing about it. Is that fish tacos?
Well, honestly, I can't get any piercings really.
No? Okay.
Why's that? You deal with a lot of metal detectors?
No.
Oh.
Mainly auto mechanics.
Yeah. Don't get pissed.
Other than that, fire department?
Yeah.
I can't have that.
Cool.
Get caught on stuff?
Have you been in a fire lately?
Heats up hot.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Have you been in a fire lately? Have you rescued a fire or rescued some people lately? I would like to know that.
The last one was when What the Heck Pizza burnt down.
Yeah? Was there anybody in the building?
Nope.
No? You just shut the fire down.
Yeah.
Cool business.
I love firemen. No, for real. My house burnt down 2 years ago.
Boom.
And they were wonderful. No, they were awesome.
It did.
Like they
burned down.
I don't know if you guys do it, but they came out and gave us like a $200 gift card. Just like right after they put it out. And then the marsh or the chief just sat around my house after and like made sure everything was okay. Like made sure like the people weren't taking advantage of me, insurance and all that, and giving me all this advice for like 3 hours.
Cool.
And I was like, holy crap, you guys rule. Yeah.
Well, it's his Apple Valley Fire Department.
Shout out to Apple Valley Fire Department.
I feel like we're so far above and beyond though. And like people don't know that about like their civil servants. Like people like this exist.
Volunteer.
They don't make the news.
Yeah.
Never
will. Volunteer.
And it happens a ton, I bet. I bet a bunch of chiefs all over the nation are like that.
Nope.
But you'll never hear about them, right?
Cool business.
You'll only hear about the one who ruffles the wrong feathers, right? And now he's getting fired.
Ben Jones.
Right?
Ben Jones with the fire department.
People are much more likely to complain than to make compliments.
What's the stat? It's isn't it you're more nature, likely, like nine times more likely if you were treated bad to tell people, or as opposed to like five if you're treated well?
Yeah. I think it's a nine to one rule.
Dude, it's
got
to be so much different now. I bet it's like 100 to 1. If you get treated bad, you run to the internet. And you get to have a faceless, like, and you send it out to everyone. That's why, like, Amazon reviews, 5 or 1, I don't trust. Give me the 4s and 3s. 4s and 2s, maybes, right?
Flip phone.
What? You're going all the way back to a flip phone?
I had one until 2 years ago.
Good for you. I held out, but I thought I was really long. Not even close to that. I held out until, like, 8 years ago.
Nice.
How was that? Did it just become you couldn't do it anymore?
No.
You still can?
I still could.
Yeah, I bet you can for old people and stuff.
But marketing for the shop.
That's true.
They got the same plan.
You have to have.
You can't do your banking or any.
Yeah.
Any other,
I couldn't even do Walmart pickup because my phone wasn't like updated to
crazy
specs at one point. How frustrating. Well, gosh, these are not real problems, are they?
I'm trying to get away from my iPhone 7 that I've had since it was brand new.
Now
it's so old I can't do my banking on it anymore.
Nope.
Well, you just got to stop paying bills.
Got to upgrade.
Sure.
Boom.
I think we go back to pagers.
Yeah. You think so?
Uh-huh. I was really messing with walkie-talkies this summer and had a lot of fun with him. If you got a buddy that's not that far off.
He has a pager.
All right, people.
Ben
Jones just busted a pager.
I'm starting to believe you might be a superhero.
You know?
I made the essay on West 752 still
having
payroll networks.
Do they?
Oh, wow. Cool.
Wow. Wonder what the number is.
Now that we said that there's going to be 50 lined up there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, maybe you think we're way more famous than we are, don't you?
More like two.
Thank you.
More like two.
Yeah.
Me and him.
You think both of them are listening tonight?
But
it's true.
No, it's not.
We each got like 16 accounts. We just add the numbers every week.
Boom. So no tattoo either today, huh? Are we closing now?
Well, I'm
closing down.
Thinking about maybe I'll look at a few options.
Yeah, cool business.
I got some ideas. And
cool business.
I certainly got enough pieces that need to be finished. And
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh! Well, so hold on. What is your guys' connection to each other? You seemed very excited. Like,
we both lived down the street from each other when we both lived in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Cool. Shout out to Eau Claire.
Do you know Ben Jones is coming?
I went and partied.
But does Ben Jones just appear?
Did
he one of those guys? Just think about him and he appears.
John Henry. Well, this is actually halfway between home and work.
Cool. Nice.
Cool.
I drive by here twice a day.
Cool.
I don't think a lot of people say that.
Your homegirl Chrissy said she was coming up here and you came and support her, huh?
Yep.
Good business, bro. Good business,
Absolutely.
Bro. Absolutely.
Ben Jones is the king of courtesy.
Chrissy, you're awesome. You are.
Yeah, we all are,
but you're awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to tell everyone. I can't believe I was on Coal Mine. The most famous podcast. We shot in someone's apartment in Apple Valley, Minnesota.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Apple Valley.
You can't argue that.
No, you can't.
Right?
I like Minnesota.
Yeah. Nice segue.
What is that? Is that a security? We got a question for
Should we do that?
And Chrissy?
Yeah. Do you guys want to play? So my son got this for me for my birthday.
They're random, but he's going to pick which one he wants, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Some of them are weird. They just don't work. And some of them we've already answered. Again, like, what's the longest you've ever gone without taking a shower? We did a whole segment on that. That was a two-parter. No, just kidding.
But these are different people.
I don't think either of us should answer that.
Yeah, see, these are different people, though.
I have a really bad answer.
These are different people, bro.
Plus, I was working at a junkyard at the time.
Yeah. Really? Well, I want to know your answer now. What was it?
Oh, I didn't. 3-4 months?
Holy shit.
Holy
That's amazing.
No. Like,
I wasn't going to guess that.
Yeah,
I was
piled on. Yeah,
I looked beyond Mexican.
Yeah, no, yeah, like, African. Just say it. Yeah, dark. Nigga was black. That nigga was out. Can't use the N word. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. That nigga was black, yo. Hey, but yeah, he had a horrible day for 24 hours.
The other half of it was actually from tanning.
Yeah,
I was out in the yard all day long. So
you're a mechanic. Yep. You know what you're doing under the car, huh? Under the hood.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, cool business. I heard this lady does too. Yeah, I heard she does.
I know she does.
Cool.
I know she does.
Yeah. And that, yeah, boss lady does too. Cool. Shout out to the ladies that know how to fix cars.
We're talking about gearheads.
Shout out to the lady that knows how to fix cars.
And thank you from the men who don't.
Sexy, sexy thing. Yeah.
You're welcome.
They talk plenty of shit about us.
Oh, gosh, you should.
This motherfucker didn't know how to put oil in a car. Know how to fix a tire. I don't.
Horrible. You don't know how to fix a tire?
I don't. No, let me stop. Let me stop.
I bet you could.
I felt Ben look at me like this. I know he didn't say that. Yeah, I do.
Well, should we get into the real questions?
Let's do it.
All right, ready?
Let's do it.
Let's move on to burning questions. Boom.
That's the theme song.
I miss it without Cole
because he always says what?
Sorry,
Cole.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'm nostalgic. I miss my tall, lanky friend. All right. What's the one thing you only do when you're alone?
Boom. Chrissy first.
Keep it PG. Miko.
Wow.
Ben Jones. Just kidding. Huh. Ben Jones probably just like
writes letters to troops. I catch myself every now and then. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I catch myself.
Most embarrassing.
Do you move on by yourself? Like, well, or are you just practicing all the time? Do you really?
Yeah.
In socks?
It depends on the floor.
Yep. It does.
Really?
Cool.
Can we get you to do it?
We have to moonwalk. No, I have to moonwalk.
What's the best moonwalking floor? Can you moonwalk?
I do know how to do a little bit. I do know how to push my
feet. Oh, we're gonna get some vids of this later.
Pretty cool business. Yep.
Ben Jones, do you know how to moonwalk?
Boom. Ben Jones, moonwalking.
I'm pretty sure I've tried, but I don't know if I've done it right.
Right.
It's all right. You're still cool, Ben.
I'm probably not doing it right either.
We're gonna find out.
Like, that looks right. But
yeah,
it's a great answer.
Yeah.
Cool, Miko, baby. You got an answer?
Yes.
What are you doing the show?
I do tend to like fucking dance when I'm alone. I do tend to like sing songs when I'm alone.
See, that's not fair though. You do it in public though too.
I do it in public.
I want something like secret.
Yeah. It's nothing that I wouldn't do outside of this.
Do you like write poetry?
I don't. No. Yep.
You don't write poetry?
Let's get it. Yep. No.
Yeah?
Boom. Let's go, boss man. Yes, let's go.
Oh, that's perfect. Why don't you jump in and answer this question immediately? Are you ready? Don't stop and think. Just answer.
Boom. I love those glasses on.
Ready? I'll give you a little music so you feel like you're part of it. Oh, shoot. He can hear the music.
Let's get it.
What's one thing you only do when you're alone?
Masturbate.
You never done it with someone?
Liar.
Busted.
Good fucking call. There we go. Hey, why is this mic
on? You don't do that in public either.
I can't hear.
Oh.
And I would like to know his name.
Sorry.
I would like to know where he came from. I know he came from his mother, but I would like to know what is his business. There we go.
Mike should be on. Hold it closer. Let's see.
Go. No.
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
Is it pulled up?
I was talking shit and it was going nowhere, huh?
You weren't saying anything.
I heard you, though.
Whoa.
Let's get it together. Let's get it together.
Well, hold on. Let's just...
Check 1, 2.
Nope. See?
Ignore that. Well, just move forward. Yeah, you guys just share.
Boom. There you go.
Damn. Hey, yo. Miko, we can share. How about this?
Yeah, we're good, bro.
All right, why don't you introduce yourself, sir?
There you go.
Hello, hello.
Boom. Let's get
right? Look what you just walked into, right?
There you go.
Beautiful. Sorry about that technical difficulty.
That was good.
At least I'm super good at editing now. All right, jump in, sir. What's your name?
I'm Dan Starr over in Hayward, Wisconsin at Three Tentacles Tattoo.
Excellent. How long have you been there?
Going on 5 years, 4 or 5 years, somewhere in there.
Okay. And how long you been tattooing? I assume more than 5 years?
Nope. Started right around COVID.
I heard that from a lot of people. What was it? Was it just people were bored and said, let's do a new hobby?
I got my lady pregnant and moved to Hayward and stopped doing construction and started tattooing.
Yeah.
For real.
Sick. So anyways, have you done any today?
I have not. I was just about ready to tattoo myself or the scale's foot.
Okay, so hold on. We were having a conversation about if you guys would be interested at all. Miko and I were talking about doing a podcast where you tattoo us live on the podcast.
What do you want?
I don't know. We'll do something stupid.
You want a random gumball tattoo?
Sure, whatever that is. I don't know.
It's just some random ass tattoo out of the machine.
You just pick a random one?
Well, you don't get to pick. You got to just put a couple quarters in.
I think we should. Maybe we should do this. Do we each get a gumball? And we have to get it on ours, and you guys do it live on air for us?
Sure.
I think that'd be funny. We'll shout it out to everyone. We'll promote you.
Yeah. All right.
CC.
I'm getting it right on my butt.
Oh, mine ain't like
on stage in front of everyone.
That'll be double.
Yeah.
Very good.
No way.
That'd scare you.
What?
You doing it?
If it's a stupid design,
please
absolutely.
Please be a
million
aware today, okay? Don't bullshit. All
right? I'm serious. I said I'd do it.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. If we do, we'll do each do a gumball one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, we're not done with you. Come back.
If you want to be done.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben Jones is leaving.
Yeah. Boom. Boss man, how you doing?
Good.
Did we get your name, sir?
Yep, Dan All-Star.
Dan All-Star, Dan, you're from Three Tentacles, right?
Three Tentacles Tattoo Studio.
How is it possible you're on the podcast, but you're not listening to anyone on it?
Dan is like, if y'all can see Dan, when I'm looking at Dan, Dan is like a for real boss. You know what I mean? Locked up, his beard full, he's real, real clean cut, but his dragon.
Thick with two C's.
You know what I'm saying? And then his bottom.
Thick with two C's. What's
bottom,
that mean?
And then he got a bottom grill, y'all. Now, you know what I mean? Cool ass guy.
Holy shit, I never saw
hands
that.
Down. Just
that
hands
really
down.
Cool
ass guy.
Well, how long had that?
Last Christmas.
Yeah, cool ass guy.
It's not permanent.
Tatted on the face.
I know, but it works on you.
Where'd you get your glasses, bro?
Somewhere on the wild internet. I'm not sure.
Yeah, those
Zenny's
are pretty cool.
Something like that. Yeah.
I like those. Cool business. Lock in. Do we got questions for Lock
in? Another question. Are you ready? Yeah, here you go. Let's get you a real one now.
What was your first tattoo, though,
Daddy? Nico, you can't ask when I put some music.
My bad. You got to get it together. What was your first tattoo?
First one I got?
Yeah.
My Uncle Bud tattooed me when
Uncle
I was 18.
Uncle Bud?
Yep, Uncle Bud Yates.
Look, Uncle Maine tattooed me too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Uncle Maine did
shout
me
out,
too.
Shout out uncles.
Shout out to the uncles. Has the boss lady did any of your tattoos?
Yeah, she's done a handful.
Cool, we see her artwork, bro?
Covers, yeah, she's got this little devil lady here.
Cool.
Chrome Dog School.
Oh, cool. Right here?
Yep.
Good, taking a little tutu?
Yep.
Yeah, a little chrome shit? Cool business, bro. Yes, sir. And y'all in Wisconsin, right?
Yep, about an hour from here.
Hour, okay. You're up in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, we were just down there last month or two for the St. Paul Tattoo Fest.
Oh, cool business, man. How much we was invited? Yeah, that
would have been cool. Anyone could go. Did you buy tickets?
No. That would have been cool, though.
Yeah.
And, the fellas showed up. Okay. And so, 1 hour away is, do you guys, what are you holding here? What do you got here?
I was just about ready to tattoo myself.
Yeah.
If this girl didn't want her foot done, or if you don't
what
want your...
What are you going to get on yourself?
I had this, like, deconstructed eagle in a rose.
Yeah.
Like, American traditional eagle rose.
Yeah.
Kind of mashed up all together.
I would love to get a tattoo, though. I'm getting a tattoo. I would love to get a tattoo.
Do it.
Yeah, let's do it, bro. Let's go. What are you getting? If you get a tattoo, what are you going to get, bro?
I thought we were doing the gumballs. You gotta pay attention to this podcast.
I do not want something that I do
that's
not
part
know.
Of the They're joke. All
ran, you guys can
you do the joke.
You pick two designs, you can either share them, pick one, pick the other.
Alright, that's fine, bro. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, okay. I got hidden.
They're
white
hidden?
Boy ones.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I guess that's why this one will go on my butt.
That's a cold ass shirt you got on too. Look at that. Ain't that sick?
Pointing out a lot of like things it. That aren't going to be fun for our viewers to not
yes,
see.
Yes, it is, bro. I know, but still, it should be here. That's that way.
Are you ready
goes.
For a question?
Yep, that's good.
All right, that's it.
Are you ready for a question, guy?
Give her.
And let's get it.
If money was no object, what would you buy?
Happiness.
Ooh.
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 I'd probably buy
what?
I'd probably buy an island or something.
Yeah.
That's not a bad
call. Exclusive island.
Yeah.
Can I come?
You can come.
I'm there.
You can't
I'm
come
there.
On my island though.
I I wrap it up.
Here you come.
Jeez. I wrap it up. Hey, I'm there.
Still on that island, man?
That's 18 plus. It's all right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We got waivers.
Let's get it. Hell yeah.
Nick, what's the one thing you buy Miko? A ticket to his island?
Hell yeah.
A plane ticket?
Yep.
Sounds like it's pretty cool.
I'm buying three because I'm bringing a couple. I'm bringing two.
There you go.
Yeah, you know? I can't. I have to show up with something.
Yeah, dish the pass.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm there.
I mean, island's a sweet answer, but I'd probably just go with more the practical answer, just like a huge company.
A huge company?
Yeah, just buy it. Just milk all the money, buy like Amazon, boom.
Facebook, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, and then just sit back.
Close it down.
Yep.
Oh, close it down.
Just shut down.
Cause some chaos, huh? Censor everything. I just censor like weird stuff. Like, this guy cannot talk about apples anymore.
Boom. You're off. Yep. Shut down.
Just all the time.
Shut down. Yeah, shut
down. Like, disagreeing, like, Cobra Kai's not that great of a show.
Hey, why don't you go pick out our tattoo? Let's go do it. Go pick the tattoo up.
Let's
spin
it.
Should we go spin the thing and then see where we're going to go? Yeah.
Spin to win.
Should we go? Why don't you go up first and do yours, and then I'll do mine.
Go ahead, bro. I'm going to do the show while you go spin it.
Okay, I'll go first, then you do yours. Ready?
Hey, lady with the cock on your back. The lady with the cock on her back. Yep. Let's take a puff. I should take a drink.
Oh, you need two quarters. That's our,
walk around with two quarters?
Our college fund.
Do you not have two quarters on standby?
Yeah.
I got one.
You got two.
Hold on.
You got two.
Pennies?
Yeah. Go get some change.
We all need a little change.
Yeah, we all need a little change. Hey, you got a buck?
You're not going to do it without me.
Fucking just grand.
Look at that. Did you get anywhere in this interview, or did you just talk about
we got a couple more subscribers.
Can't see.
A half one.
Did you? Okay, yeah, let's do another. Did you even answer the question?
Yeah. No. I'm buying a ticket to his island.
Okay, I didn't know if you were serious about it. Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Boom. I want to go have so much fun tonight. I plan on having a lot of fun tonight.
Let's try that again.
I plan on having a lot of fun tonight.
Good turn.
Let's go.
Good job. You added to it that time. Like, all right, you ready for this? This is the one I wanted with you.
All right.
I feel like you'd have a great answer to this.
You like his last one?
Oh, just ready for this? Ready? How would you dispose of a dead body?
Ooh.
Well, I got this
you
island.
You jumped in right away.
So I got this island. Right. I'd probably just take them out on a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of the ocean.
The thing about that a lot was sharks.
Oh, yeah.
To see the whole thing,
that's fine.
They?
It's a dead body, so it's already dead. So, yeah,
okay. Yep.
I need you guys to sign an NDA.
No, you don't. You just need to invite us to your island. You don't have to worry about us anymore.
Yep.
Hey, you guys already got a ticket.
Hey, you know what? And I ain't telling us all.
That's fair.
Yeah, nobody listens to our podcast. So you're fine.
You know?
I mean, we are up north, so you know, we could just take into the woods and leave.
We were talking about that actually.
This motherfucker here was just talking about
killing
somebody.
Miko,
killing me.
Well, yeah, you know, specifically, because he's pissing me off all day.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna stop.
I think a bear would take care of it.
Yeah.
No, we're just saying like there's a lot of woods over here, but they do find bodies.
And I'm a little sweet too, so bear like.
You don't think that you gave a little look like, oh, not all of them. I haven't found mine.
Boom.
But there's just a lot of land. I mean, we're from Minnesota. It's not like it shocks us to see land like this. But
hey, let's go check out the taxi. You want to walk around? Look at
the
taxi.
Should we wrap it up? Okay, let's see if we can get
three tentacles. Muscle car in her arm. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Should we do some live stuff and footage?
Let's do it.
All right, boss. Hey, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Hey, maybe we'll see you soon with some ink on our bodies.
Right over there.
I'm going to take a shot, though. I can tell you that.
We'll make eye contact.
I can take it a tattoo. All
right. We're out for that.